We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Need to get your money right.
Need to get your credit tight.
You got financial questions. On Point has the answers. Join us for Financial Thursdays. Now with your financial experts at On Point's Wanda Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And Stokes, money. That's right, your money matters. Welcome to Financial Thursdays, On Point with Wanda and Stokes, and we're so glad to have the owner of Prestige Accountants. He's a CPA, and let us welcome Jaden as our guest today. Hi, good morning, and welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We are great. We are so glad to have you to share with us today in our On Point moment on Financial Thursdays. And I want to just kind of talk to you about what's happening with this pandemic, because it's caused so many shifts for a multitude of industries this year. How has it impacted tax preparation?
Well, that's a great question. It's been a blessing and a curse for the industry, I would say. The good thing is that with the current pandemic, now entrepreneurs have an opportunity to get access to funds on terms that they would not have access to before. So a lot of people are using the EIDL loans, Economic Injury Disaster Loans, which I've seen interest rates of 3.75% with a payment term of 30 years for them to continue operating their business. And the only other time I've seen that is with the mortgage. Now, wow. The bad thing is that there's a lot of people out here taking advantage. Unfortunately, people do a class overnight and now they're a tax preparer and now they're doing applications for people and charging them upwards of 20% of whatever they get, and just pretty much taking advantage of people that are already down.
Wow. How are they able to take advantage of individuals? Is it because some of the entrepreneurs don't know how to apply for these loans and are really not interested in reading the details of it, and so they're allowing these other individuals who are perhaps overnight tax preparers to fill out these forms for them?
I think that, truth be told, I think that a lot of people do not know what is going on these applications. Mm-hmm. And I also think that unfortunately, greed plays a part in it as well. I think that people are willfully putting that they had 10 employees so that they can get a larger amount records so that they can get this money that they think is free money. But unfortunately, there's, you might not see the consequences now, but we eventually will.
Well, exactly, because if you're not, even one's approach to it now, you're not getting the right persons to come and help apply for this loan for you, then it kind of gives you an idea of how they deal with business and deal with money, if they even know how to handle money and deal with these particular loans, because there are certain guidelines to follow. What is your advice to entrepreneurs who perhaps have walked along this line. What is your advice to them now? Now they have the money, let's say. They've gotten the loan. What is your accounting advice to them?
My to work with a qualified professional to help you plan the next steps in your business. I've come across a lot of people who said that they need this money, and then when I ask, what are you going to spend it on, they don't know. So I think it's very important that they meet with a professional to figure out how they can reach their ideal market to bring in new revenue. They meet with their CFO or CPA to help them project and forecast their income and expenses over the next year. And I think that it's important that they talk to a consultant to see areas in their business need change and where they can improve their business processes and their overall business model.
Do you think, Jaden, that a lot of new entrepreneurs, should I say, are open to change?
Honestly, I think that things move so fast that change is inevitable. And it's just been a part of our reality. So I think a lot of them are, they really are, especially if they started their business overnight, they're willing to change real quick.
And do you think that's also a positive thing that's happened during the pandemic, is that a lot of people have actually started businesses, that entrepreneurial arm that they perhaps would not have done been in this pandemic? And what's your advice to those type of companies as it relates to accounting, you know, new entrepreneurs up and going now? And what advice do you have for them for as it relates to accounting?
Well, I think that it is that people are looking at entrepreneurship because, one, the tax law favors business owners versus just W-2, strictly W-2 employees. I think that even the people that don't know what they're doing and just going with the flow, good that they start now, even if they do fail, because everyone has to fail before they fly. So at least now you do it when you have a cushion. So you might your business might fail, but your rent is still paid and you still have a way to get around. And you still, and from an accounting standpoint, you must, if you are serious about a business and not just doing a side hustle, you need a business plan. You need it written down, and the budget is an integral part of that business plan.
Right. And you said something earlier, Jaden, about the tax laws favor business owners. Give us an example, or paint the picture for us how it actually favors business owners now.
Sure. So with the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act, the government introduced something called the Qualified Business Income Deduction, where essentially, in layman's terms, a lot of business owners are able to deduct 20% of their income, their qualified business income, from there. So that means, let's say you're a solopreneur, you own a business 100%, and at the end of the year, your business income was $100,000. Instead of paying taxes on that $100,000, with the new tax law, you will now only pay taxes on the $80,000 that will be reduced. So that's just another way. And then when you own a business, you have the luxury to put yourself on a salary. So depending on what entity you're in, let's just say you're a S corporation in regards to how the IRS looks at you, you can save yourself upwards of 15% taxes versus someone that pays that's a W-2 employee and really have much of a choice as to what their net income is. I mean, you know, what their taxable income is. Because when you're a business owner, there's a lot of things that may seem as personal expenses that can actually be business expenses and will stand up in the court of law.
That is so good. That's so good. Jaden, how do you know when it's time, if you have a side hustle, how do you know when it is time to actually turn it into a business?
There's different scenarios. So the scenario one is if that side hustle is generating three times the revenue that your 9-to-5 is generating, it's time to quit. And you can consistently get that money when you leave the job if you have a passion for that side hustle. The other avenue is, let's say you're working a job in which it doesn't fulfill, you're not gaining any skills, you're not being educated, you're not being challenged, it's not what you want to do. You have this side hustle, and you have the capital and the business plan. You have all the resources in place to sustain yourself for 3 months, and you have a plan in order to grow and scale this business, a plan that works for another business, then I would say that that's another time to let it go. Myself, I did neither. I don't recommend people do what I do. I honestly, I was getting migraines at my last job, and not normal for me. So once that happened, I just decided, you know, at this point, yeah, I can't do it anymore, because it was happening for a few months. And so I just I put in a 2-week notice, ended up being a 4-month. I mean, and then I ended up I started my business right. You know, I started my business maybe like on a Thursday, and then Friday I was typing up the 2-week notice.
Wow. Jaden, he's talking from skill and experience. We'll be back with the Financial Thursday with CPA and owner of Prestige Accountants, Jaden, right here on Point with Wando and Stokes News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well, win well financially, win well with your money. It's a Financial Thursday on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk, 1380. We're speaking with Jaden, who's a CPA and owner of Prestige Accountant. And we are talking about tax preparations, accounting, and getting your monies right. We're talking about entrepreneurship that you need to do to make sure that everything is in full alignment. Feel free to call in and ask our expert any questions that you have. 404-892-2703. 404-892-2703. Thankfully, we received a filing extension this year. But what challenges did you see most while working on behalf of your clients, and or other issues that you saw within the industry?
That's a good question. For me, I will say at Prestige Accounting Solutions, we work proactively with our clients. So we're not your traditional CPA or tax practice that only talks to you when it's time to file the tax return. Okay. We work with our clients throughout the year. And we're processing their books to make sure their books are balanced every month. And we're doing the tax planning process throughout the year to estimate their tax liability and making those quarterly estimated tax payments. So by the time January, February, March comes around, they're out and they're good to go. The issue that I saw with most of my clients is that this pandemic was unexpected, and they didn't have a savings. So what we had to do was assist them navigating the funds that were available and also how to pivot their business. I like puzzles, so I'm a problem solver. You give me a problem, then I'm going to help you solve it and give you some alternatives on how to continue to make money.
That's great, because are you recommending, you know, just even from a tax and accounting perspective, like you said, a lot of the businesses said we weren't prepared. You know, this happened. This caught us off guard. Are you guiding them and positioning that they should have the mindset and the approach to their business model that they should prepare in case something like this was to happen again?
Absolutely. My clients are listening when I tell them you need 5 bank accounts. They're listening to me when I say that you need not only a personal savings account, but you need a business savings account as well. Mm. Just because it's in the bank does not mean it needs to be spent.
That's good. Let's go back to that banking accounts. Why do you say that? Why do you recommend that? You recommend that for businesses and individuals?
No, not necessarily individuals. Okay. That's more of the personal financial planning. I do more of the business accounting help with, but you want to have five. Honestly, we don't have enough time for me to cover all of it, so I'm going to keep it short for you to the point, right?
Yeah, just a short version,
You need five bank accounts, because you need one bank account that's going to accept all your deposits, right? Mm-hmm. And then you are dividing that money between different bank accounts. You're going to have your operating account. That's where you have all your operating expenses out of. You're going to have your owner's compensation account, because as an owner of a profitable business, you need to be compensated for that. You need to compensate yourself. Then there's going to be the profit account. That is where you're forcing your business to be profitable by putting away 10% of all your money into this profit account. You're forcing to be profitable. You're not mm-hmm. going to spend that money. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a distribution. And then you're going to have your business savings. And that's just the first level.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, that's the ground level. Once they get that, then we take it up a notch. But yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good foundation start and a good way to approach. And it also, would you say that it also keeps the business owner focused on generating business and building that business?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need them to do. I tell all my clients, we have solutions. We will pay your bills for you. We will pay your taxes for you. We will handle the accounting. You know, you'll have your financial statements every month. I want you to focus on making more money.
That's great. Jaden, what is it that happens to an owner when they can actually see these numbers on paper versus business owners who don't even like to deal with the numbers?
Well, it's always a shocker. I'll mm-hmm. give you a few examples. I had a restaurant client who never had anyone calculate cost of goods sold. What does that mean? That means all of the liquor, the food, the beverages that are being sold at this restaurant. What is the true cost of those items, those menu items, in any given month? Because there are industry benchmarks for a certain type of establishment. So with this establishment, it was normal to have about a 25% loss, meaning if you sell $100,000 worth of alcoholic beverages, it cost you about $25,000 in that month. Unfortunately, that number was off dramatically, and through investigation, we realized it was home. So when you don't look at the numbers, you're essentially not assessing the health of your business, and shortages can happen. And before you know it, those small shortages end up being big shortages, and then your business will shut down.
Exactly. And that's certainly something that business owners don't want to happen, but there's just some things you've got to face and be prepared to deal with it financially. How have you seen that people are owning more or less this year?
For the IRS, I think this year compared to maybe last year, it's been pretty neck and neck. And I would say that because the new tax law has been in effect for a couple of years now. So most people have pretty much seen the, however, with brand new clients, I've gotten a lot of new, I started to specialize in tax resolution this year. So people who have years of tax returns that aren't filed, people that owe over $50,000 to the IRS those clients this year. And each situation is different, and each situation is a puzzle, and I like puzzles, and each situation has a different solution to it.
That's good. So what do you say to those who ignore that they owe the IRS? What is your advice to them from an accounting perspective?
Ignoring it is not the way to go. Mm-hmm. The IRS can be your best friend or your worst enemy, and you have the power to decide that. They won't just come and knock on your door. They won't just take money out of your bank account if you only owe them $100. The longer that you don't communicate, the worse that your case looks. And when it comes to resolution, it's harder to fight on your behalf when going back and forth with the IRS to reduce your tax debt. So that you're filing on time, even if you owe, communicating with them if you are in a situation in which you can't make a payment, and making some type of payment, even if it's $100 a month, make some type of payment because that is the only way that they will ever think about forgiving a debt, if that's even an option.
Jaden sharing with us today, CPA and owner of Prestige Accounting. When we come back, we'll hear his advice about if you received a refund, you know, how do you advise people to best use their money during this pandemic? How should you spend your money if you got a refund? Also, the pros and cons of a lump sum of money. We'll talk about all that and more. Join the conversation, 404-892-2703.
Hey, this is Eric Anderson, speaking for newbies, and you are listening to On Point, Wanderlin Stokes, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Be amazing.
You get a little bag and take it to the store. Get a little cash. You shake it real fast, you get a little more. I got bands in the coop.
Live well, win well. On Point, Wanderlin Stokes. It is a Financial Thursday. Jaden, CPA and owner of Prestige Accountants, is our guest today on this Financial Thursday. Mr. Jaden, for those that received a refund, how would you advise them to best use their money?
You have to use that money to invest in yourself. So don't buy any red bottoms, no TVs, no furniture. You have to use that money to gain new skills and education to advance your career and increase your income.
That's good. That's good advice. And for those that received a large tax bill, what are some of the options that exist right now to help people to pay it?
Well, you shouldn't assume that it has to be paid first, because sometimes the tax return may have been filed incorrectly. Like okay. I said, there's a lot of overnight tax repairs out here that are incorrectly filing tax returns. Therefore, you should go to a certified public accountant to verify that the tax return maybe needs to be amended. And if it is an accurate debt, then there are a few different options. There's something called currently not collectible, also known as CNC, in which the IRS pretty much will assume that you are not able to even make this payment and still pay your household expenses. So they'll put it on hold, and there's a statute of limitation with that. There's an offering compromise where you can pretty much pay a lump sum and they'll forgive the rest. And then there's an installment agreement to where you can make monthly payments.
And do a lot of business owners know about that so that they can take advantage of it because they are in those type of situations where they're unable to pay?
I don't think so. I think mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know about that. And that is why a lot of people just, when they get the notice, they just put it in the drawer and just hope it magically disappears because they don't take any action towards reducing that debt or eliminating that debt.
Okay. And that's something that you definitely don't want individuals to do, and don't recommend that for your clients. What are some installment options that people can take advantage of? What are some of those installment options?
So there's the guaranteed installment agreement. This is for people that owe less than $10,000. And that it's saying guaranteed. It's pretty simple. There's a form to fill out. You can have the funds taken out direct deposit. and you can stretch it out, I believe, up into 60 months. And so with that, you'll submit all the documents to the IRS, and they'll process everything on their end. Or you can even process, you can send the form with your return. That's an option as well. And that's the most simplified version of the installment agreement. Now, when it starts to get around closer to $50,000, there's a streamlined installment agreement, which is a little harder to get, but it's still an option. You still have the monthly payments to do, but it, like I said, it's for people that owe less than $50,000, and the time limit on that is 72 months.
Okay.
There's also a partial payment installment agreement in which you can get a plan and make a payment for up to 6 years, and still end up paying less than what you owe in total.
Okay. All right. And so let me ask you this, because you're sharing a lot of insight about tax preparation. Is it safe for business owners and consumers at large to think that an accountant knows how to do tax preparation? Are those two separate individuals, or sometimes you can find both in one?
No, it's not safe to assume that. Actually, I definitely recommend you sort of interview that person to find out what their skill set actually entails and what their history is and what their specialties are. Because accounting is actually a very, very broad term. So there's audit, which I don't do, and that's completely different than doing taxes and different from preparing a financial statement. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are somewhere in that spectrum, but it's not safe to assume that just because someone is an accountant or even a CPA, that they have a strong skill set in all of those categories that fall under accounting. I always recommend for business owners specifically, whatever your industry is, make sure you're working with an accounting professional that specializes in that industry, that has worked with people in that industry, that can tell you things such as key performance indicators in that industry, normal compliance issues in that industry. If they can't tell you that, then or they can't tell you stories of the type of clients that they worked with in your industry, then they might not be the accountant for you.
Wow. Is that a mistake that a lot of individuals make? Because sometimes, do you think that if they go to an accountant and they get their taxes done and they think they're good to go, but sometimes what if the accountant doesn't recommend to them that they see a tax preparer or see a person who specializes in that area? What do you say to that?
Well, usually I would say, since I've been in the South, that a lot of accountants are actually open to collaborating. So sometimes you have the accountants that only do tax preparation. They don't do bookkeeping. And so they're willing to collaborate with another accountant and send business back and forth to each other. So when you're having this discovery call with your prospective accountant, it's important to ask exactly what services they offer. But it's never safe to assume that they know how to do it all.
That's so good. Now, I'm going to ask you about amended returns, because what is an amended return?
An amended return is pretty much you telling the IRS, oops, my bad. Let me take that back. let me fix something really quick.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it is. You are making a change to the tax return, and you're saying, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, or there was something missing that I didn't have before, or I've been provided with new information that I need to change on this tax return, and here you go.
Okay, what qualifies a person to exercise that option?
Anything pretty much that changes the taxable income to a point that they're going to charge a tax on. So let's say you forgot a W-2. Okay, mm-hmm. that's pretty substantial. that's something that you want to amend. Or let's say that the financial statements that you received originally for your business return was incorrect. You went to a new accountant. They changed. They amended the financial statements for you. They did it correctly. Now you need to amend the tax return so that you are in compliance, because in the event of an audit, they will view those financial statements. And if the financial statements do not match the tax return, then there's going to be a problem.
There's going to be a problem. Okay. When we come back, Jaden is currently welcoming people to work with his firm on resolving their tax issues and reduce their liabilities moving forward. And as we think about moving forward, some people are thinking, Jaden, that it's going to be back to normal. And so when we come back, he'll talk to us about what does the future look like for us financially, and what should we prepare for? All that and more right here on Point with Wandell and Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm Jaden Doye, CPA, President of Prestige Accounting Solutions. You're listening to On Point with Wandell and Stokes on News Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandell and Stokes on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Speaking with Jaden, CPA and owner of Prestige Accountants. Let's go to our phone lines. Todd from Atlanta has a question for you, Jaden. Go
Wanda,
right ahead, Todd.
Hey, Wanda.
Hi.
I say it so often, but I'm really not sweating you. You really do pick good guests, Wanda.
It makes
the show very useful to an educated population that wants to be more educated. Jaden, in reference to the topic, I got a question, but every time this comes up, I feel compelled to say it on the air, engraved on the front of the IRS building in Washington, D.C., and I did say engraved because they don't mean to move it, taxes are what we pay for civilized society. It's from a Supreme Court case, 1927, with Oliver Wendell Holmes' quote, every 14-year-old with a work permit should know that statement and understand why it exists and where it actually originated from, which is actually prior to Holmes making a statement. Taxes are what we pay for civilized society, period. Take it seriously. Are you including, when you reference those five accounts, are you including an investment account as a part of the savings or operating costs for the business?
No, that's something separate.
Do you believe that that's something that should be had if you're running a business? You should have an investment account for the business.
Absolutely, but I don't believe that you as a business owner should be the person that mans that account. I think that you should work with a certified financial planner who can maximize your return on investment.
And are you including an emergency incidentals in one of those five accounts? Would that be part of the operating?
Yes.
Could you elaborate on why you think money should be? Now I know it could be obvious to most people, but could you elaborate why you should have an emergency fund account and it should be included in one? It should be part of one of those accounts. Could you elaborate on that?
Absolutely, you should always have an emergency fund account for just that, emergencies, things that are out of our control happen, and just like this pandemic that we're in, those who had an emergency fund where they had 3 months of operating expenses saved up were not as worried as those that did not. Also, sometimes you're going to be presented with an opportunity to prepay or buy in bulk, and the savings that you're going to get from that is such a good deal that you would be crazy to not take that opportunity. But because you don't have that excess savings, you're unable to take that opportunity.
We're talking to Mr. Jaden, who's CPA and owner of Prestige Accountants, and really giving some strong advice to individuals and to business owners, entrepreneurs, about some of the things that you need to do for tax preparation and for accounting, because we know that during this pandemic, it's a big challenge for many individuals. And how do you still maintain those good accounting practices on a day-to-day basis with your business and at the same time trying to grow your business. And one of the things that he talked to us about is having multiple accounts when you are a business owner. He talked about just having an account just for deposits, a loan, and then another account that would be your operating expenses. Certainly, you'll be paying out of those accounts on a regular basis. And then he also mentioned about owner compensation as well, and then a profit-based account, and then a business savings account. And that's just to get you started, because he just didn't want to overwhelm you. But Jaden is certainly sharing some wonderful advice with us on today. Jaden, as we move forward, the caller was asking, what do we deem as some emergencies which will make people pull from that emergency account?
Emergencies usually are things active, like a storm, for instance.
Okay.
Let's say there's a thunderstorm and a pipe burst, and now in order to get that pipe, the everything fixed, it's going to cost $2,000. And you can't open the doors of your business unless you get that fixed. That is an emergency. Coach having a sale on bags is not an emergency. So if something out of your control and out of the ordinary happens, and it's necessary for you to incur this expense for your business to continue operations, then I would consider that an emergency.
Okay, all right. Todd, was that your question?
Anything else?
Well, I was trying to make a statement that be clear on what qualifies as an emergency. Use that mm-hmm. as a strict language term. It has a definition attached to it. The guy that owns the Burger King franchise may not have the same emergencies as a McDonald's franchise owner or the neighborhood carryout store owner, but they may have some of the same as well, and you should be clear on that in advance. And mm-hmm. I wanted to say this because I believe that if you have a business investment account, they should have the person that's handling your investment account with you should be sharing information with you and your accountant who's handling your taxes as well. Because there's going to be an occasion if the business is lucrative and your investments are lucrative as well, like you're investing in all your distributors that maybe trade mm-hmm. on the stock market. At some point, you're going to have some tax issues, so they need to be talking with one another. The person that runs the investment account, you, and the person that's handling your taxes, the accountant. It just makes good sense. And don't get scary about it, because it's in your best interest to do so, because taxes are what you pay for civilized society.
All right, Todd. Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks a lot. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. Jaden, how can people actually stay connected to you? But before you give that information, I just kind of want you to answer this question as we move forward into 2021. What does the future look like for us financially, and what should we prepare for?
Well, the future is very different. I will say that there's no such thing as going back to normal. We have a new normal. And if people haven't noticed, things are going more digital. We were already in a digital age since, I would say, maybe 2000, but it just skyrocketed things with this pandemic. So implementing technology in your day-to-day life and in your business is going to be pertinent for success, and everybody is going to be starting a business in 2021. So if you want your business to be successful, it's mandatory for you to diversify yourself and serve something different than everyone else so that you don't get pummeled over when everyone's trying to figure out who the best choice is.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Listen, Jaden, you're welcoming people to work with your firm on resolving their tax issues and to reduce their liabilities moving forward. How can people schedule a discovery call, and how can people stay connected with you?
Oh, that's easy. They can go to accounting-atlanta.com, and on the top of our website, they will have the opportunity for every call, and we can help them with all of their accounting and tax needs from there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. You have been
awesome. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, and continue to do what you're doing. A CPA and owner of Prestige Accountants as our guest today, sharing with us. Stay connected to him, prestigeaccountants.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.